Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1132. Visible translated text is as follows. Frank, that I would have time to come over there and that I would be over there later. I started over to the factory between 10:30 and 11. I went alone. It takes about 5 minutes to get over there, and I reached there before 11 o'clock. I don't know whether Mr. Frank was there when I got there. I waited in the outer office a few minutes before I started to work. I went in the inner office to get the orders to acknowledge for Mr. Frank. I acknowledged them for Mr. Frank. I acknowledged them in the outer office. I do the typewriting in the outer office. These are the 11 orders. Defendants exhibit 11 to 24 inclusive. That Mr. Frank handed me and I acknowledged. You notice my initials on them. H.H. I put on there. Acknowledged April 26th by H.H. Mr. Frank got the orders when he went over to Montag Brothers and brought them back with him. The acknowledgments are the first step in that case. Several people came in while we were working. Two men, one whose son worked there, came in and spoke to Mr. Frank about the boys being in some trouble in the police court. They went into the inner office to talk to him, and he came out to the outer office with them. Miss Corinthia Hall and Mrs. White also came in there in Mr. Frank's office and talked with him. During this time, Mr. Frank was not doing any work on the financial sheet. I find in this book, Defendants Exhibit 12, all of the 11 orders which I acknowledged that morning. One order seems to be missing. I just find a requisition sheet for that. I did not enter those orders on the book. It looks like Mr. Frank's handwriting. I did not write any of these requisition sheets. The entering of the requisition was done after I acknowledged the orders, because when they enter them, the house order number is put on them when they are put in the book, and there was no house orders on them when I acknowledged them. Therefore, it had to be done afterwards. The requisition sheets are not made out until they are entered on the house order book and then acknowledged. And then the requisition sheets are made. These 8 letters, Defendants Exhibit 8, were dictated to me Saturday morning by Mr. Frank, and I typewrote them there in the outer office. After finishing them, I took them in the inner office to him. I did not file these carbon copies, but left them with Mr. Frank. Throughout the time that I was there that morning with Mr. Frank, he did no work on the financial sheet. As I was ready to leave, the noon whistle was blowing. At that time, I was in the outer office. I went downstairs and remembered that I had left my umbrella, went back, got my umbrella, and started out. When I pushed the clock, it was 2 minutes past 12. I did not see any little girl come along about that time. Cross-examination. The stenographer the pencil company had was inexperienced and did only about 1/3 of the work, and that's the reason I had to do the other. I was getting $12.50 a week on April 26th. I am now getting $15. When I was first employed, they said they would give me a raise on August 1st. I insisted that I be raised on July 1st, but they wouldn't give it until August 1st.